Hello and welcome to episode 235 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Today we finish mail week, not with a bang, but with a... by looking at the adorable, incredible story of Oni, the mail dog. America in the 1890s was on the move. Railroads cut through every major city, bringing folks from east to west to east, north to south, and everything in between. Of course, where people went, the mail followed. With so many Americans now spread so far across the country, the railway mail service became a key connector between them. Rather than just collect mail and bring it to big cities for sorting and processing, which would take a lot of time and maybe even take mail out of the way when it just needed to go from town to town, these were mobile post offices built inside railway cars. No sooner was a bag of mail on the train than the RMS officers had it opened and sorted. Every station, every stop, they could offload letters for local delivery or to reroute them towards their destination when the next train heading that way came by. But when a railway mail service car pulled into town, it wasn't always the letters that people were so anxious to see. It was Oni. A terrier mix originally owned by a postal clerk in Albany, New York, Oni would walk with his human to work and sit watching the mail get sorted all day. And a love affair began. One story about Oni said that he was riding in a mail wagon when a bag fell off. The dog leaped off the wagon and stood guard over the bag until a mail clerk came to retrieve it. The dog had a chance to ride in a few mail cars on a trip around New England, and never looked back. Oni's fame grew as a symbol of the U.S. mail. If anyone but one of his uniformed post office comrades tried to open a bag, he would have none of it. Newspapers filled with stories of the pup. A tradition sprang up around the dog that every time he stopped at a station and explored a town, the locals would add metal tags to his collars with the name of the place he visited. Stores, hotels, even people would make tags specially for Oni. He got so many that a special coat was made just for the mutt to show off his bling. It was little wonder that he stuck around postal workers, considering how well they treated him. One Thanksgiving, he was the guest of honor at a Rhode Island postmaster's house. I don't know any dog who would turn down a whole turkey. Legend grew about the dog and his personality. By this time, he was no man's dog. He was his own master. When the mail train pulled into a station, if Oni wanted to, he would stay on and go to the next stop. Or if he felt like trying something different, he would hang around the local post office for a while until a new train chugged in, and ride in the mail car to a new town. Eventually, Oni made a trip around the world, visiting Japan, Egypt, and making his way back to New York. Dogs traveled more than I have. When one of the big, high mail mucky mucks tried to clamp down on Oni and evict him from the mail cars because he was causing too much distraction, outcry came not only from mail clerks, but from the American public. It's easy for us to anthropomorphize Oni and say that he did have quite an independent streak, and doubtless he did enjoy the company and food of the postal workers. But some historians think part of the reason he stuck around the mail trains was because Oni was getting old. When he started riding the rails, he was no spring puppy. And in the 8 years he traveled in mail cars, he didn't get any younger. And you know what they say about old dogs and new tricks. Sadly, age only set the dog more in his independent ways. This was to be his undoing. One day, when a clerk wanted to look at his tags, Oni bit him. When the marshal was brought in to investigate the scene, the dog turned on the marshal, too, and found himself on the receiving end of a bullet. After such an inglorious end, the country demanded a place of honor for Oni. That meant taxidermy. Of course, what could be more noble for a dog in the 1800s? Oni's body was preserved and brought to the post office headquarters, before ending up in the collections of the Smithsonian Institution. Today, you can still see Oni, along with some of his tags, at the National Postal Museum, next door to the United States Capitol Building in Washington, D.C. Certainly a place of honor. Thanks for tuning in to episode 235 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, where you can find sources and links for further reading about today's topic. Now, if you're really interested in learning more about the history of the mail, and everybody should because it's really a fascinating topic, make sure you include a trip to the National Postal Museum next time you are in Washington, D.C. It's really worth it, or at least check out their website. I have a link to their website on dailybrainwave.com. But with that, we leave the mail behind. Tune in on Monday as we leave the Americas in our dust and travel to the heart of the African Sahara.